X101.7, and now it's Ridgeview's turn in the Saturday morning huddle, and talking with us is Raptor coach Jeff DeHaan. Hosting Hartley Melvin Sanborn last night, lost a heartbreaker up there a season ago, but a convincing 45-0 win over HMS this year. Jeff, congrats.
Thank you very much. We played a solid football game in all three aspects of the game, special teams, offense, and defense. We came out focused. We had a great week of prep, and I told them after the game, I said, it goes hand in hand. If you have a good week of prep, usually you play well. So it was a great district win for us last night.
Well, take us through quarter by quarter, if you could, and how you tallied your scores last night.
Yeah, we scored it in the first quarter with, I believe, a Ryan Kugel run, about a six-yard run. And then we scored 12 in the second quarter. Ryan Kugel had one, and Curry had a receiving touchdown on the second. And we scored 20 in the third with two Boyle scores and a Ryan Kugel run. And then in the fourth quarter, we had Joe Knuckles scored his first touchdown ever in the fourth quarter, which was great to see.
Yard totals individually, do you have those handy?
Oh, I think we had over 250 rushing and about 230 passing. So overall, it was a really good night for our offense. I thought they did a nice job. We played a lot of the game on our side of the field. So I thought the offense did a really nice job. The linemen did a nice job of pass protecting and dang vertically for our running backs to gain some yards. So it was a good night for the offense.
And defense, you throw your second shutout of the season, and in two other games this year, you've allowed 10 or less points. They step up once more.
Yeah, they played a really good game. I believe we gave up less than 100 yards of total offense last night. We had a conversation last week of getting back to that mentality of running to the football and getting a lot of hats to the ball, and that's what they did last night. We had a great week of prep on the defensive side of the football and understood what they're going to try to do to us, and they did a really nice job executing the plan.
And now 5-1 overall and 2-1 in a district play. And Jeff, looking at the rest of the district last night, Hinton, they got by West Lyon, close game there, 14-7. Then you got Western Christian, and you guys, of course, sitting at 5-1 overall, and Unity Christian is even tougher than they might look on paper record-wise. Somebody out of this district is going to be a pretty salty four seed.
We've said that from even last year, from day one. This is going to be a tough district. We have a lot of capable teams in our district that can do a lot of good things in postseason play. So we just got to keep our nose down, our head down, and just keep getting better each week. We got a pretty good Sibley team that we need to go play this coming Friday up at Sibley. I know it's going to be their homecoming, so I'm sure they're going to be excited. But I like the way our football team's going right now. I think we're starting to click a little bit on both sides of the football. So each week is each week, and we just got to keep grinding.
Ridgeview on the road next Friday. Some comments from Raptors head man Jeff DeHaan. Thanks as always, Coach. Good luck next Friday, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.